Hello, and welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, we look at the new George Washington cookbook, each page stained with soup and blood.
And lots of liner notes of American specialities, like anything in aspic.
I was never sure what that was, except it involves something gummy. But apart from the aspic, if you were attentive, you would note that you're supposed to compose an implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode, mail it in to us.
Mm-hmm. And then win a valuable prize, if you're lucky.
But you won't be.
No.
Hi again, listener. Roger Basement here, finally, after a brief retraining hiatus, courtesy of the folks down the hall in HR. I now understand not everyone appreciates the banjo, even my unique clawhammer approach to seasonal liturgical hymns. Anyway, here in studio, we have Leland Cypress, owner and head chef of everyone's favorite diner in these parts, the Cherry Tree Cafe. And Leland, I hear you've got some important news.
Well, I don't know about important news, but as the cafe's concerned, maybe noteworthy. Or, anywho, at our recent staff retreat, we found ourselves in a bit of a pickle in that from our recent Yelp reviews, some said that we were a bit, misleading in the names and descriptions of some of our menu favorites.
Misleading? In what sense?
Well, in the sense that we were accused of being, liars. See, part of the problem is the name of the cafe. Folks thought that since we call ourselves the Cherry Tree Cafe, there must be some connection to George Washington. You know, cutting down the cherry tree and not lying about it.
That's quite a leap. But can you give us an example of, say, where folks might have been misled by your menu descriptions?
Well, sure. For example, for years we've offered what we call seasonal seafood chowder.
What's misleading about that?
Well, more than one reviewer suggested eternally disappointing wrong color over seasoned off-season chowder might be slightly more...
I see.
But more than a handful of reviewers focused on our dessert names. Instead of our Mount Vernon old-fashioned cheesecake, several folks argued that Martha's first significant kitchen setback cheesecake crammed with vinegar and sour yogurt clumps might be more appropriate.
So, you've now gone through all your recipes and menu items and what, tried to give them a more accurate thumbnail?
Well, the wife said I was a sandwich short of a picnic, but we went ahead anyway, and what the old menu called late harvest rhubarb cobbler, we decided to go instead with way too tart rhubarb sinus and taste bud car wash tart.
Whoa, so this new cookbook is what? Exactly. A kind of homage to our first president? A caloric tribute to truth in advertising?
Pretty much. Yeah, you bet. For example, what just last week we were calling Potomac sweet potato pie, we've renamed undercooked tubers in an extraordinarily lumpy dumpling.
So what's been the response to this rather exhaustive and massive revisionist undertaking?
Well, I'm pretty sure that while future reviewers won't be terribly tempted to come in and order from the new menu, we can sleep better knowing that we did the right thing, hopefully. In the end, our consciences are as clean as our countertops.
We've been chatting with Leland Cypress, owner of the Cherry Tree Cafe and author of the new George Washington Cookbook, a soul-bearing, faces-clearing revisionist menu and cookbook based on the premise that, what exactly, Leland?
Well, probably more like Pinocchio's.
Kevin, who wrote in pursuit of a valuable prize?
Maria Teresa DeFalco of Yonkers, New York asked, could you Men in Charge guys tell me how to program this damned universal remote control?
We can't, and moreover, we don't wish to.
We do want to thank Scott Herrick and Tony Flynn, our cast. Today's episode was written by Scott Herrick. And special thanks to the author of not two, not three, but one book on our moral responsibilities to birds, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.